interactive message about the meta-narrative, the big account of God's plan from creation to the restoration of all things. And if you haven't heard it, listen on the website. We're in a new series of messages called Empowered. Each week, we'll join Vineyard USA churches across the nation between now and Pentecost Sunday at the end of May. And these messages focus on how the Holy Spirit empowers us to live as precious and beloved persons, advancing the ways and the work of the kingdom of God. Today's message is called Holy Spirit Revealer. When I think of the word reveal, I think of how we've used this word, reveal, in our culture. You can watch TV programs where there are things being done where we cannot see them for a while, and then at the appointed time, they're revealed, like a house renovation where they redo a kitchen and the owners can't see it, and then there's a reveal day, and then the owners go, wow, that's wonderful, my kitchen looks great, or think about a personal transformation where somebody is sent away to have a total renovation of from head to toe, and then their loved one has a curtain is opened, and the loved one sees the new restored appearance head to toe, and they call it the reveal. You can think of other examples when you hear about something being revealed in the coming days. But God has been in the reveal ministry for many thousands of years. Things that were once hidden have been revealed. Things that are still hidden will one day be revealed. At the right time, at the right place, the Holy Spirit sheds light on things once hidden in darkness and brings them to the light. Holy Spirit reveals Christ Jesus and God's wisdom. Our scripture reading from this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Turn in your Bibles or on your devices to the book of 1 Corinthians. It's after the Gospels and the book of Acts, just past Romans, and this is the Apostle Paul writing to the church he planted in Corinth. I'm going to start in verse 1. This is from the NRSV. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the testimony of God to you with superior speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I came to you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not made with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on the power of God. When Paul came to Corinth, he was welcomed by Priscilla and Aquila. He planted that church in Corinth, loved the people in Corinth, spent time there, and raised up many Christ followers. We can see this in the book of Acts in chapter 18, where one night the Lord said to Paul in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not be silent, for I'm with you, and no one will lay a hand on you to harm you, for there are many in this city who are my people." And Paul stayed there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Well, the seeds planted there are still producing kingdom fruit. When Alan and I traveled in December, we had an unexpected opportunity to go to Corinth. We traveled by bus from Athens, Greece to Corinth and toured the archaeological museum there, which is a building but just several acres of grounds. And our tour guide shared about the Apostle Paul and the church in Corinth. One of her sentences was, "Paul is our apostle. They have claimed him in Corinth." We walked around the grounds where Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. We saw ancient stones, pillars, and something called the Bema Seat. And I could read the Greek right there that said Bema, or its judgment seat, where the Apostle Paul was put on trial. And Paul writes about how he came to the brothers and sisters there with the intention of their faith resting on the power of God. Verse 4 says, his speech and proclamation were not made with persuasive words of wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and power. Paul proclaimed the coming of the kingdom of God with the empowering power of the Holy Spirit. Now in verse 6, yet among the mature we do speak wisdom, though it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are being destroyed, but we speak God's wisdom, a hidden mystery, which God decreed before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age understood. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. This is the true wisdom of God, hidden and then revealed. The truth was hidden as a mystery until God revealed it. God's plan from ages past was hidden so that none of the rulers of the age would understand. If they had known, they would not have crucified Jesus, the Lord of glory. The plan had to be hidden so that the circumstances and timing would come to pass at the right time in history. We know that Jesus came at an appointed time. Jesus was crucified at an appointed time. Jesus rose from the dead at an appointed time. Jesus revealed himself to his followers at appointed times and places. And Jesus ascended and sent the Holy Spirit at an appointed time. God brings clarity when we need to see more clearly. I'm going to say that again. This is the keeper. God brings clarity when we need to see more clearly. Continuing in verse 9, but as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the human heart conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Now, a lot of times we stop there. That's a great verse to memorize and pray. Nothing, we haven't seen it or heard it or conceived it, what God has prepared for those who love him. But the sentence ends, it continues in verse 10. God has revealed to us through the Spirit. God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what human knows what is truly human except the human spirit that is within? So also no one comprehends what's truly God's except the Spirit of God. So here we see the Holy Spirit searching, the revelatory power of the Spirit of God, searching even the depths of God. Now, I have grandchildren and I have little people in my life who like to play hide and seek. Have you ever played hide and seek when you were growing up? Okay, one person hides and then the others try to seek and find. And sometimes the child who's hiding gives clues to where they've hidden themselves. They hide behind a tree where they cannot see us, but we can see part of them. Their clothing is hanging out or a foot is sticking out. They think they're hidden, but because they're partially hidden, we can find them more easily. Or we're searching around and they giggle and make a noise to help us find them. When we give up or pretend to give up, we say, come out, wherever you are. And then they reveal themselves and their hiding place. Well, sometimes we try to hide from God and then God comes to seek us, find us, and restore us. There is nowhere to run from God's presence or ability to see us. The psalmist writes in Psalm 139, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Sometimes God hides in plain sight and we can seek God and find God when we seek with all our hearts. In childlike manner, we can pray, come out, wherever you are, and humbly ask God to reveal to us what we need to know, to be, and to do. The Holy Spirit reveals and declares to us the things of God and the things that are to come. Just a few more verses. We won't do the whole chapter. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit that's from God, so that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. And we speak of these things in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual things to those who are spiritual. Verse 14, those who are unspiritual do not receive the gifts of God's Spirit, for their foolishness to them. They're unable to understand them because they're spiritually discerned. We're taught by the Spirit. We have gifts from the Holy Spirit. We've received the wisdom of God through the person of the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is here with us to reveal things to us, to help us discern together, to shine God's light on what we need to do next. Jesus said in chapter 8 of Luke's Gospel, "No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Rather, one puts it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light." Not everything that's revealed is wonderful. Light shines on the good and the evil. Light shines in the darkness and reveals what's hidden in darkness. One day, all the books will be opened and our lives will be laid bare before the one to whom we will give an account. At Liberty Vineyard Church, we have a community here where we love one another, serve one another, study scripture together, and pray for one another. We are and have been present with one another through challenges and blessings for almost 10 years. The Holy Spirit will continue to lead us, guide us, direct us, and reveal Christ to us so that we can reveal Christ to others. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ to us so that we can reveal Christ to others. The Holy Spirit has an ongoing relationship with us, continuing to reveal Christ to us and in us. We've cultivated a church culture here where everyone gets to play and everyone gets to pray. Lord, bless us to see what we need to see, to hear what we need to hear, to have hearts that love well and follow you where you're leading us. Come, Holy Spirit, with your revelatory power, reveal your heart to us. Give light to our pathway. Reveal what needs to be revealed to us, in us, and through us. Amen.